explain to me the mechanics of confiscating their central bank reserves.
Well, so at the moment, those reserves are protected by something called sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity means that anything that belongs to a country, a state, can't be taken away. You can't, like, just move into the embassy because you would like that property because it belongs to that country. And normally that would be a reasonable thing, and that's how international law has worked for the last, you know, many, many years. Now, Putin has redefined international crime. He has redrawn the borders of Europe. He's invaded a foreign country. He's killed, he's been a mass murderer, killed unimaginable numbers of people. And so we're sitting there in this situation where he's redefined international crime. And we're sitting there saying, and your money is still protected. We need to redefine international law to elevate it to the level of his, the way he's become an international criminal. And what does that mean specifically? That means that laws have to be passed in a number of major developed countries, which says that sovereign immunity always applies in every single circumstance, except in the circumstance when a country has invaded a neighboring country and committed an act of aggression, which is how this war is being defined under legal terms. So that's the one narrow circumstance where sovereign immunity no longer applies. If we did that, if the United States and the European Union and Great Britain and Canada and Japan rewrote their laws to say that sovereign immunity applies in all circumstances other than those, then we could then confiscate their money. We wouldn't be doing it illegally. We'd be doing it based on a law that's being rewritten to adapt itself to the current situation.